Oh, I did it. We did it. We made it. Luckily, we're not meeting in a physical space, so we can take a little longer to get together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Totally Local, your news and info for what's going on during these quarantine times. We talk to local businesses, entrepreneurs, and spirited guests about Monmouth and Ocean County. What's going on? What's up? What's everyone doing? As always, I got Aaron Levine from LG Insurance. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, Andrew? Everything is good. I'm just getting my watch party set up.
All right, perfect,
We have my three friends that were here.
We have some lovely guests. Mark Ilya from Long Branch Distillery on the phone. How's it going, man?
Hey, Andrew. I'm doing well. How is everyone today?
Doing pretty good. And the lovely Laura Trauma, which, you know what I love about local, just this area, the Jersey Shore, let's just call it, Monmouth and Ocean County. I include Ocean County. Some people in Monmouth County are like, why? People in Ocean County are like, thank you. No one recognizes us. But I feel like Monmouth and Ocean County, you know, it encompasses. It feels like that's the vibe. Mm-hmm. And that's the vibe for Totally Local. So, I love the fact that Aaron put this together, and I know Laura from through my wife from a while ago. From Pure Bar. When Lauren used to teach Pure Bar, and you said that you were in the class when she came back from the most wonderful first date she's ever had. You said something to that effect. I can't remember.
She did.
So we go way back. We actually we've been on dates to Trauma's Trotteria, a lovely, lovely place in Long Branch, which I can't wait to, you know, go to in the future. Clink a glass of some nice Pinot or whatever and have some wonderful Italian dishes.
Yes.
So just jumping into it, how's it going? Let's start with Laura. I just want to know, like, what did this... You have two businesses now. You have Trauma's Trotteria in Long Branch and Trauma's at One Willow in Highlands, which I'm from Highlands. If no one knew, you know, that's where I get my gritty exterior, you know, I'm just a marshmallow inside, you know, so Trauma's at One Willow in Highlands. I just want to know, I guess maybe together or separately, what did this look like from the onset? Like, did you hit the ground running? How did you know what to expect? How did you kind of get it all going?
With the to-go?
Yeah, just kind of with the business in general, but then you've obviously morphed it into kind of the takeout, the to-go. Is it something that you kind of considered like from day one, or was it something that kind of shifted as you kind of went along and everything progressed?
Of the quarantine, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the beginning with Trauma's at One Willow, Trauma's Trotteria, excuse me, because it's small and I was having dinner with, like, it was the second night of the quarantine, I guess, and it was me, my husband, my stepson, and his girlfriend. And I said, why don't we just do takeout and just be the four of us or whatever, a small group. And we talked about it, and it's kind of how it happened. And then a couple of the staff was interested in doing it just to keep busy and, you know, maybe get some tips. And that's just kind of how it started. And then we... you know, it's the same core people that just work there basically every night that we do the to-go, Wednesday through Sunday. So it's always the same people just around each other. This last night was the first night we decided to do Trauma's at One Willow.
Oh, wow.
And we had a good night.
So as far as when it started out, did you have like regulars contacting you and just asking kind of what you were doing, or like how did that kind of unfold? Like, people were coming to the door and you were just like, no.
Well, people kept messaging me through social media.
Oh, nice.
And asking, are you guys going to do takeout? So I told my husband, I said, you know, we're getting a lot of requests. And so we decided that's when we pretty much decided to do it. And then with One Willow, I've been getting some requests as well.
Cool. Awesome.
And then it was just social media and putting it out there. And, you know, we put the menu out every day. And, you know, we do the no contact curbside takeout. And with our POS system, we do the online ordering, which makes it really easy.
Perfect.
Which is super easy because not only do they just throw it in your trunk, they'll throw the wine in your trunk with it.
That's great.
Yes, so, that's true.
Andrew, when you need to go out for a drive and get out of that house, you need to get that bottle of wine. And
I
don't know if there's enough cops on the road to watch what you're drinking as you're driving down the street.
Yep, we're not recommending that, but people got more important things to do. So
checking to see if there's any police officers on our video right now. No, we're good.
No, none of the scanners. How does that even like? Is that something? Did they pass some kind of a law? That's not something that you could normally do. A, the whole takeout part of it. Do you have to have some kind of like? Is there like a temporary permit or is there something with that?
Well, and then, we have a package license.
Okay, so you're allowed to do that.
So we're allowed to do that in general. So if somebody wants to buy, it has to be a sealed bottle.
Uh-huh.
You know, it can't be something that's open.
I gotcha.
They're allowed to buy it from us. You know, I don't know if they've been more lenient. I know some people have been putting like mixed cocktails together, but I don't think that is allowed.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's not.
Thank you.
No.
Speaking of,
not that we tried, but we've seen some other local restaurants doing it, and we heard that one was fined by the ABC. Do it, Laura.
We heard that too. So
speaking of sealed bottles, Mark, how is everything going over there? You guys had a soft opening starting in February, like February 20th, around then.
We did, yes, 2020.
What was the, when did you kind of start to pivot or realize that you needed to pivot, and what did that look like in the beginning for you?
We closed March 15th. It was a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I believe the governor's executive order came out on that Monday.
Okay.
So we kind of saw the writing on the wall, and we saw, you know, that week prior, we had all of our guests and patrons were coming in and tapping elbows, so we knew that was a sign of things to come. Since then, we've been doing bottle sales, and unlike Laura, we don't have packaged goods license, but ABC and TTB and all of those three-letter organizations in the government that regulate what we do gave us a path to curbside pickup. So we all scrambled to create online websites, which none of us had because we weren't allowed to sell our spirits online.
Mm-hmm.
And we've allowed people to purchase and set a pickup time. We have set hours Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you know, so far it's been okay. I mean, the support has been nice to see that in the 3 weeks we were open, the crowd of locals that are coming by to pick up bottles, but we only made vodka and gin because we're so new. Those are the two quickest spirits for us to distill.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking, oh, do you have bourbon? And, oh, yeah, 2 years we will. That's how long it takes to barrel age bourbon.
Yeah.
It's been okay. I mean, you know, it was unfortunate. We had to lay off our newly hired mixologist, and my manager is staying with me because we're in the business of making hand sanitizer now.
Okay. Yeah. How did that go? How did that get started? Is there some kind of like government regulation to it or like?
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you bring in another one of those three letter organizations. Now you have the FDA involved and DOT if you're transporting alcohol. But I think we took the easier path. The beg for forgiveness, ask for permission path.
There you go.
Which is, you know, we made it. We only donated it. And we have 2 ounce personal sized bottles. So we hooked up with all the Long Branch police and fire departments and EMTs, Monmouth Medical. I mean, anybody that's first responders that asked for it, we gave it to them. We are not selling it. And, that's a whole another, you know, set of rules and guidelines. And, you know, we just chose not to go there. So, While it hasn't been a money making endeavor, it certainly is. It's just great to see the overwhelming gratitude from everybody we've donated to. It's and they're all promising to come in when we reopen. So we'll see. But yeah, we've got sanitizer if anybody needs small bottles of hand sanitizer.
Awesome. What I was going to ask both of you. I'll start with Mark. As far as setting up the website to be able to do the takeout, like how was that? Was that like a quick kind of process to kind of figure it out, or did it take a little, like, was it a bumpy road? Like, Mark, what happened?
Actually, we were fortunate. We used Square, and Square had a link to an online store, and I have an internet marketing background, so it was pretty quick, but it's not ideal. I won't name the company that they collaborated with to build these websites. So I don't want to give them any bad press, but it's not perfect, but it's getting the job done. I mean, you know, it's allowing us to display what we're selling, and people can pay for the site and schedule their pickup. So it's doing its job.
That's great. That's great. Laura, was the same kind of bumpy for you, or pretty easy, or what?
It was pretty easy. We use Toast for our POS system, and the online ordering is normally something, it's like an extra that you have to pay for. But, you know, once, you know, this happened, they were so gracious and offered it for free for everybody for 3 months. And it's pretty easy to, I just hooked it up to One Willow. We had a couple, you know, bumps just at the very beginning of the online ordering last night, but it's pretty easy.
And as far as like, you know, as far as getting ready for takeout and doing that and having the mask, I'm not sure, like, obviously everybody's wearing masks, everybody's wearing gloves and stuff, but is that like, is that being checked or regulated in any way? Or is that kind of, it's the honor system, or it's up to like, say, the restaurant or the business to like, to take care of that?
Nobody has come to check. It's pretty much an honor system. I make sure that, you know, everybody's following the rules, and, it's been fine. Everybody's been good. And, you know, they want to protect themselves too.
Yeah,
so
definitely,
you know,
that's great.
So it's worked out.
What about for you?
I ordered lunch from somewhere and I didn't have a mask in my car. I walked in to pick it up and I got the dirtiest looks ever. Like, you know, I'm the scumbag now because I didn't have a mask with me. So I'm like, I've got my shirt over my face as I'm going in to pick up my bag of sandwiches. And I'm like, oh my God, I'll never do that again. Now it's like, we're going to wear masks forever.
Yeah. I didn't, I went to do a pickup at Pete and Elda's, is kind of right by my house. So I went there and I jumped out of the car and like everybody's outside waiting and they all just kind of all with masks on, like turned to me at once and like looked at me like I was like, you know, the outbreak monkey. So like I had to like run back to my car and like put the mask on real quick. But yeah, I mean, it's better safe than sorry. And it's more of like a thing now where people, you know, you weren't thinking of it and now you kind of have to just always, you know, always kind of remember, especially, you know, as of late, as of now, who knows how long people will be wearing, you know, masks into the future. But as of right now, that's just what you got to get used to, I guess.
I know. I feel like
it's kind of hard to wear a mask though and drink a cocktail.
Yeah.
So you have to get a special straw that goes through the mask. I don't know.
Right.
I know.
Mark, are you making booze or are you just making hand sanitizer?
No. We actually are doing a small run of a spiced rum.
Oh, nice.
That we hope to come out with when we reopen. We're trying to do the spirits that we can, you know, bring to market and bring to, you know, the masses rather quickly. And that was why we went with vodka and gin initially. And eventually we'll lay down barrels of rum, of bourbon, whiskey, and rye.
How long does rum have to sit, or is that something that distills quickly?
You know, everything that you distill comes out clear. So if we use the proper mash, which is, you know, obviously molasses, brown sugar, a couple of other secret ingredients, we can get a good clear rum. I mean, that's, you know, Bacardi, right?
That's awesome.
So we're going to see what it tastes like clear, and then we're going to take a portion and barrel it. And in a couple of months, we'll get a light coloring. And obviously, for the longer, you know, dark rums, you have to age a little bit longer, and you get more flavoring from the oak. So we'll experiment with both.
Sounds awesome. What's up, Carrie O'Brien? Nice to see you joining us. How are you?
Hey, Carrie.
Your fundraiser is kicking butt.
So as far as like the takeout menu, Laura, is I see that you have them up for both restaurants right now. Are you switching it out? I know some places are kind of, they're frequently switching stuff out. Other places are kind of keeping it kind of the same. How are you kind of figuring out what is takeoutable?
Well, we're kind of keeping it the same. It's about availability.
Mm-hmm.
you know. Right now, it's starting to get really hard to get things from Italy.
Ah.
So, like Bronzino, my husband just said, is, you know, it's, he's, I don't think he's able to get it right now. You know, the mozzarella cheese, you know, some things like that. So it depends on what's available and what's not available with our purveyors. So it definitely is a little bit challenging. With Traumas at One Willow, we're doing, you know, the dinner menu, but then on Sundays we're going to do, we'll be open from 10 to 5 and we're going to do a brunch menu.
Oh, nice. Perfect. That's great. So, and I gotta say that the one important thing that Traumas at One Willow is remembering to do, that I've seen some people do it, but not everybody, is dessert. Like, dessert is an important, crucial part of the takeout menu. All the restaurants out there listening and having, like, you know, cheesecake, key lime, like, these are important things that we need to survive quarantine. Chocolate cake.
I started selling just my own on Facebook like 2 weeks ago. I got so many orders. Oh, I had to, like, wow. I was shocked.
Which for the chocolate cake, for the key lime, for which one?
It wasn't even part. It was just like, sometimes I'll make dessert specials for Traumas at Traumas Trattoria.
Uh-huh.
So I do key lime, I do a lemon cream pie, a banana pudding.
Oh yeah.
And so those were the three that I was getting requests for.
That's great. What's the biggest, like, as far as the main, like the entrees at both of the places, what's something that's like kind of the most popular that you've kind of been seeing people order?
Aaron knows, the mussels.
Oh really?
The mussels. And then
I love mussels.
For Traumas at One Willow, the linguine and spaghetti and clam sauce.
Oh yeah. I'm like hungry now. I should have ate lunch before doing this.
My vote is for the artichoke salad, Laura.
The artichoke salad. It's so good.
That's great. Well, I'm hope people are hungry and go on their Facebook page, Traumas at One Willow, go on Traumas Trattoria, find the website link, traumastrattoria.com. And then what's the One Willow one? Traumas at onewillow.com. There you go. Perfect marketing. Just put the name on there. I love it. And then of course, you know, as far as the distillery is concerned, you said you're serving right now. You said gin, and was it vodka?
We're just doing bottle sales for gin and vodka. Yeah. I mean, we had to close our tasting room down to the public. So yeah. We created that website through our POS to allow people to order, and we do curbside pickup.
Yeah, so you could pick up from Trattoria and then go right down the street to, you know, the distillery and pick
up.
There you go. Perfect.
I'm going to be in to see you, Laura, once this all comes. We're going to come and see Andrew and try and get on your shelf.
Well, what I'd like to do, I was checking out the website, Mark, and I'd love to, I'm going to rent out the event space once all this is over, and I'm going to have a totally local party where I invite all the guests to go have a party. I'll have to talk to you about the details about that, but if that sounds good to you, that is definitely something. I owe Aaron a couple drinks already, so might as well just go there and buy them, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I said, I said the same thing.
We're planning to do some of the...
Go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, Aaron. We're planning to do some of the same. It was on our marketing calendar before we got shut down, but we're going to have an industry night.
Perfect.
Monday night, which is a typical night for bars and restaurants to be closed, and invite them all in to see the space.
That's great.
Our cocktails. And,
I think people are definitely going to be ready, I think, to celebrate once. Celebrate responsibly, of course, because, you know. But definitely we'll be there to celebrate and kind of, you know, learn from it, but kind of put it all, you know, behind us, obviously. The service industry has been hit very, you know, kind of tough, because it's kind of the one, people want to go out and they want to go somewhere and hang out, and, or they want to go, you know, it's not just, obviously the food has to be delicious, but, you know, people want that ambiance where they could actually go out and, just get out. And I think that obviously it was hit before, but going forward, I think people are going to be really looking forward to, to celebrating a little bit.
So. I'm worried. You know, it's. I hope they are. I hope people aren't too afraid, and it's not going to change the way we all think. But I think people are going to be excited to get back out there and, you know, have a cocktail on the water and listen to some music and just hang out.
I think that maybe in certain maybe in certain areas it would be the case where people would be nervous, but I can't imagine people on the Jersey Shore when the weather gets nice not wanting to get the hell out of the house and go somewhere, you know?
Yes.
As long as everyone's healthy and staying healthy, I think that'll be kind of, you know, I'm going to go out. I mean, I'm definitely, you know, I mean, of course, if, you know, as long as my wife lets me go out, I'll go out. I'll be definitely going out. Aaron, you know, I put up a clip last week of something that we were talking about, and just to shift gears a little bit, but I was going to put up something else about the PPP, the Payment Protection Program, Payroll Protection Program.
Payroll Protection Program.
But they the money's all been spent. We're out of money.
It's, you know, we're not out of money because they're about to print more, and hopefully by 4 o'clock today they'll make the announcement for another 310 measly billion dollars. what's up, Mark Zaharchek? Which will be gone within 24 hours. You know, the people that are already in line, that already got shut out with applications in, will eat that $310 billion up like it's nothing. And then the government will go and print another round of money. I hope. I just hope they keep printing until everybody is happy, because just watching what's going on social media right now with so many people upset and devastated and real small businesses really affected, paycheck protection doesn't help everybody.
No, it
doesn't help a lot of the restaurants right now, because they're going to be best to use that money when they're gearing up to reopen. Yeah. They need different kind of money to pay the bills that they have today. And the small businesses, the salons, the retail shops, they can't bring payroll back online. So payroll protection, while is good for some, is not good for all and never will be. But they just need to keep pumping money into the system. And we just need to keep things rolling. But, you know, I'm at the point where I don't comment on a lot of things, and I start typing and then I'll delete it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not interested in engaging. And there's a lot of bad news out there. Like on my Facebook feed the other day, and I screenshotted it and cropped it and put it together, I had two articles, one posted by one person, another by somebody else, like top to bottom from each other in my newsfeed. One said hydroxychloroquine is the best drug out on the market and is helping so many. The next article from another source said hydroxychloroquine is the worst drug and it's killing more people.
Yeah.
Like, so we don't know what is good news. And there are some reliable sources that I think are very good. Washington Post, I like a lot. I've been finding their information to be mostly accurate. But there's a lot of bad fake news out there, and people are getting caught up in it, and it's a challenge, you know. But right now we're focused on, you know, hopefully just continuing to support our local restaurants through takeout, and hopefully we get back to shop local and being back on the street again. But, you know, I know Mark's back on the line, but that I'm waiting. I can't wait to have a spiced pineapple martini. Mark, what is it? Is that the
one? Yeah, that's a favorite.
I'm going home to figure out how to make that. I have no pineapple, but I know I have Life of Vodka from the Long Branch Distillery, and I have a bottle of gin at home too. From
yeah, the key is how much of the jalapeno you muddle. If I told you, I'd have to, you know.
I might just drink it straight on the rocks and not worry about it.
And that too.
What's a good? Is there a good, like? Okay, I have lemons, but I don't have lime. So is there? Can I make a gin and tonic without a? Can I use a lemon, or is that just? Am I just going to get slapped through the computer for
Andrew,
you?
Andrew, I'll do you one better, and this what? Is one of the most simple and basic cocktails, and you can make with almost anything. Laura may attest to this. If you have lemons, squeeze some fresh lemon juice, make yourself a simple syrup, which is equal parts water, equal parts sugar.
Oh.
Get yourself 2 ounces of anything. Gin, the gin sour is awesome. That's one of mine. Put 3/4 ounce of that lime juice and 3/4 ounce of simple syrup. Shake that up and pour it over rocks with a lime. You'll love that.
Oh, wow. This is the hard-hitting information that I need.
Hey, listen. It's afternoon, so we can talk about booze, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's 10 a.m.
Yeah, really.
That's the kind of information we all need out there, because we got to get creative. And, you know, I go out, I forget one thing. I really don't feel like going out again and getting it So I'll use what I got, and I'll use that information to make some simple syrup.
You're all set. If you have limes, I'm sure you have some sugar in gin or vodka or anything, whiskey, whatever you want. It'll be a nice drink.
Perfect. Perfect. So Aaron, like, I am a simple man. If they keep printing, if they just print money, does that devalue the dollar if they're just printing more and more and more of it? Or, you know, what's...
I hope not. I mean, I sell insurance for a living. Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm just concerned that trying to keep rates from going up and keep people, you know, insured so they don't have further issues by not having insurance.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the money, I don't know. All I can imagine is that our taxes are going to go up tremendously in the next 10 years once we all forget about this and stop wearing face masks every day.
Mm-hmm. Is there any information, you were saying that like PPP isn't going to help overall businesses. Is there anybody suggesting anything that could, or is there anything in the works that could kind
There's definitely people who are speaking out in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
The EIDL loans are starting to happen. Those are going to be good for the small businesses. There's going to be some portion forgiven. And there's going to be even more stuff able to be forgiven because like Laura said, everybody is speaking out. The restaurant industry is big time speaking out because PPP is not the best thing, although many of them are applying and getting and hoping to get it. Because at this point, getting anything is better, and then you worry about having to pay it back and worrying about what you get out of it later. You know, getting cash in today is better than anything else, in my opinion. You know, so I think the EIDL loans will kick in. More money will be pumped into the system on a loan type basis with some forgiveness, hopefully. And then we get things back on track. Right now, Washington is not, I don't see anything right now that's positive with respect to the business interruption being covered for this current crisis. I see a future fund being developed, kind of like the terrorism insurance. It's a pandemic risk insurance program that's going to be for future. So you're going to be able to pay into that system for the next time something happens to then cover business interruption. So it costs you more money, which is fine for the next year or two. But then after that, people start to forget. So, you know, all we could just do is keep shopping as local as we can and, you know, doing what we can. And if there's any way to not buy something on Amazon, you know, try to do it. It's tough.
Yeah. Laura, did you say that you applied for like the loan assistance or whatever? Or did you, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Yes, we applied for the PPP for both restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be separately.
Yeah.
And we got them for both.
What was the process like for that? Was it tedious or?
Oh my gosh. It was like rushing as quickly as possible to get your application in.
Uh-huh.
And one of the banks that we use is Wells Fargo. So if you, the first, you know, right when you apply, the government didn't give Wells Fargo the money at first. So if you're a Wells Fargo customer, you're kind of screwed.
Huh.
So it was scrambling to see who would take your application and, you know, we got it in there somewhere and, I just had the loan officer, call me last night to start the processing.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Great. Congrats.
It is. It's great, but it's also like, there's so many problems with it, with the restaurant business. Like, you know, we're not technically, we can't be open, but we have to pay our staff.
Yeah.
And then the other problem with that is unemployment is paying them a lot of money. So, you know, they don't all want to come off of it either. So that's also a problem.
So it's sort of like,
I don't blame them.
Yeah. No, it's like a catch. You know? It's a catch 22 and you can't really, you know, wow. So, yeah, there's still a lot of stuff to work out on. And I think that it was something that I noticed during Hurricane Sandy was the things that actually helped as opposed to what people, you know, were relying on, say, these government bodies to, like, help them out. But what really helped out was, like, locals, buying mm-hmm. locals, stuff like that. You know, so I think it really kind of comes down to to make sure that you know, you are going out supporting businesses. Are you, Laura, are you doing gift cards? I know that Mark is doing gift cards now. Can you buy those through the site or how would you do that?
Yeah, you can buy those through our website.
All right, cool. Because that's some way that people could help if, you know, if you're not doing, hold on a second. If you're not doing, you know, if you can't do takeout every single night, you kind of want to plan for the future. You know, that's another way you could help out.
My next door neighbor, like 2 weeks ago, she bought like $500 worth of gift certificates just to support us, which is wonderful.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's good to hear. Like, cause it's really important. I don't know if everyone kind of feels that same way, but like you might not think about it now, but you know, it's really important to support local, it's to stay safe, but to support local businesses so that when this is all kind of said and done, those businesses, you know, are in the same shape, you know, that they can go out and, you know, allow you to have a good time out and eat good food, because I've been doing the best I can right now, Laura, but I don't know if my cooking skills are really up to, certainly my Italian food skills are non-existent, you know, I want to make sure I can go out and get some delicious Italian food when I'm all done. Aaron, what have you been, you know, what's the word on the street? What have your clients have been asking you? Has it been kind of the same stuff going, you know, that's been going on for the last couple of weeks, or how's it been going for you?
You know, on the small business side, you know, we're status quo. We're still putting in some claims. We're still helping people with their payment questions, with the governor's order of the 90 days of grace. Most carriers in the state of New Jersey have accepted and adopted it. They really didn't have a choice. But it's really about just getting the fundamentals down and getting the companies and the restaurants and the businesses to understand how the process is, that it's not automatic. You have to call and ask for it and set it up and, you know, agree that you're having financial difficulties and then agree and commit that you're going to pay it back at a later date. So, you know, it's not easy. It's not free, but it is helpful in some ways, especially in our local community where hopefully we get some of the summer or most of the summer and people can then start to play catch up again. So there's a lot of that going on, a lot of refunds still from the auto carriers coming on out there for the months of April and May. We're even seeing some of the small business carriers offering some refunds automatic for current premiums for April and May. Like that's starting to pick up. So we'll see more and more of that over the next 2 weeks. Probably we'll see more insurance companies just come out and, you know, they want to help, you know, they're just not ready to give up that business interruption yet that the small businesses need. Cause that would make everybody back whole again. Yeah. But we're all so busy. We're writing some new business. There's people buying houses. Yeah, there's people that are gearing up to start new businesses. If you're thinking about a small business or to start a new business, there's no better time than right now. The downtime is good to develop and create, find new space and get ready to then open in a couple of months. You know, if there's a 6 month wrap up for a new business, now is not a terrible time to be thinking about it, to get yourself set up in a new type of operation, whether it's restaurant, technology, retail, anything. You know, it's actually a very good time to be thinking about it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people are starting all kinds of different projects now, things that they've kind of been putting off. And, you know, I kind of along those lines, it's definitely a good time to kind of either consider new avenues or being able to pivot with your business or starting a new business. Definitely kind of plan it out. You know, I know that I have some extra time here and there to, believe it or not, you know, late at night.
Time. You have diapers to change. Yeah, there's no exactly. time.
That's why I do the after dark ones after 10. I can't, you know, the rest of my time is taken up. Laura, I want to really thank you for coming on and talking to us. Obviously, curbside pickup for both of your restaurants is available, and the gift cards if people you know, want to do that. I'll put your domain, your websites, and everything in the comments and the description. Do you have any like final thoughts before we get back to work?
No, I just hope everybody comes out and supports the local businesses. I think they will. We've been seeing, you know, a lot of great support from everybody. I hope we do get to enjoy the summer.
We're definitely going to enjoy the summer. It's definitely going to happen. Mark,
Thank you for having me on, and thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Pleasure.
My insurance guy and my accountant has been like the best during the time, I have to say.
Mark, what are your do you have any final words before we kind of wrap this up? Anything to add?
No, just ditto to what Laura said. We're hoping that everybody that's been saying they want to support local shows up when this all passes. We have two concerns. One is the social factor. We don't know what the reopening will look like. You know, distancing, and I've heard rumors that they're going to limit capacity possibly. And then the second is the economical. I mean, will people have the money to spend, you know, disposable income?
That's really true.
On things that we're selling. So, well, we'll see. There's a lot of question marks, but we're staying positive and we're here and we're doing the bottle sales. We're also doing gift cards and hoping that we all come out on the other side of this.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. If you guys want to, order some bottles of gin or vodka from Long Branch Distillery, you can go to lbdistillery.square.site and check it out there. If you want to order some food from Trauma's Trattoria, you could do that through traumastrattoria.com. I'll put it in the description. And then there's also, what's it called? traumas@onewillow.com. I'll put all that in the information.
Thanks,
yeah. Thank you guys. Thanks, Aaron, obviously, as always, for putting this all together. If anyone out there has any kind of questions or anything, just reach out to us on Facebook, on the website, anywhere out there in the universe, you know how to get a hold of me. This has been Laura from Trauma's Trattoria and Trauma's at One Willow. Aaron from LG Insurance, as always, thank you very much. And Mark Ilya from Long Branch Distillery. Guys, thanks a lot again. This has been really informative, and go shop local, everybody, and have a wonderful and safe day. Thanks a lot.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.